This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour on Tuesday, the 17th of April. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen with a spin on the day, a spin on the hour. Well, let's put Victoria's spin as we get started. Stand up and be counted, Victoria.
Okay. Well, in the world of trending items on Twitter, the hashtag Better Business Bureau is trending. That's not something that you see. Well, I've never actually seen that. But it turns out there's a pretty good reason for it. They issued a warning yesterday saying that people really need to be very, very careful where they're donating money in the wake of tragedies and GoFundMe pages. And apparently the Humboldt Broncos, the Canadian junior hockey team that had that horrific bus crash, the official GoFundMe page has raised now $12 million. But there are other pages claiming to be related to the Humboldt Broncos, and it turns out they're completely fake pages, and the people behind them have no intention of donating the money. And so, unfortunately, these pages are not regulated by any governing body, and so the Better Business Bureau is kind of, it's fallen into their lap because people are complaining to them that they're giving donations, and it turns out to not be a legitimate thing. So they issued some guidelines giving an example that any charity in Canada has to be registered with the Canadian Bureau of Charities, so you can look that up. But they basically want you to do a little more homework before you just click donate. And in times of emotional issues like this, people are so generous, and the best of American human spirit comes out. But they're just saying, pump the brakes a little bit before you put your cash in there, because you just don't know.
Hey, it's great advice. There are a lot of, there are so many scams. If you go to scamaside.com, scamaside.com before you give to any, unless you know, really know well what the charity is, who's running it. And I use as the best example, there are several of them, but the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Red Cross is another one, but Susan G. Komen is pretty outrageous in that the amount of money that you give. Like, I think it's as little as 14 cents on a dollar. The rest of it goes to the salaries of the people that run the organization.
But that is a legitimate. This is a different thing. I know what you're saying, and I agree with you.
I'm saying it's not legitimate. It's one.
Well, no, it is. It's a licensed, legitimate charity to give to.
But I'm saying, Victoria, it's a scam, whether it's licensed or not. It's a scam, and if you look into what the where the money goes, maybe that's it. We're making two points here. Yours is legitimate because of the need.
Yeah, we don't want people to give to something that's not real.
No,
right. Like Victoria's Street Charity against Susan G. Komen, which has a real functional purpose. It's just you want to track the money to see how much of it actually goes where it's intended to go.
Got it. Right. Okay. What else you got, Victoria?
And then the other big trending story are the Russia sanctions, or the lack thereof. And apparently Nikki Haley on Sunday made it pretty public and pretty clear that we were going to be issuing new sanctions on Russia, and now President Trump has halted all of that. So the hashtag overruling advisors is trending on Twitter now.
Do we know what's the story? Why is there? I saw that, too. That's the last I saw was that at the UN, Nikki Haley had said, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to get those Ruskies.
Yeah.
And now,
well,
Trump says no?
Sarah Sanders on Air Force One said that the president has been clear he's going to be tough on Russia, but at the same time, he'd still like to have a good relationship with them. That was her quote. So apparently he might be considering a different alternative. I don't know. But that hashtag of overruling advisors, we don't know.
All right. So, did you get any comment on that on your local LA program yesterday, Jennifer?
It happened later in the day, so we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. But I don't know that there's that much information out. Just that Nikki Haley said that sanctions were coming Monday, and somehow something happened. Whether that was a phone call, whether that was a conversation, whether it was just a decision by the president, hey, not quite so fast. I don't know. I don't think that we know exactly what the details are. I'm sure they'll come out today.
There's a plaintive call here on the line from Russia. Vlad, Bad Vlad says, please, Mr. Trumpster.
Hold up.
I don't want to go.
Well, the interesting thing is that the New York Times posted on Twitter that before Trump, I guess under the assumption that sanctions were heading their way, Russia had a pretty violent reaction to it.
They did.
And then it turns out it wasn't happening at all, so they kind of jumped the gun on that one.
What was their violent reaction?
Well, I don't mean violent in terms of physical violence.
No, but I mean, what is their visceral reaction to us?
Lots
gassing, us being upset about them gassing Syrians? Why would they be upset about us being upset about what they
are doing? Well, because they denied that they gassed them.
Oh,
they said that it was a setup, that it was one of the other groups on forces on the ground.
How much of that crap do we have to listen to anymore? That stuff is such...
Well, they did that with the hacking, too. It was just someone who's loyal to Russia, but it wasn't us.
They must think we're all stupid.
They must.
And maybe we are for even giving it any credence at all. All right, this is from the What Are You Department. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Are you a Democrat or a Republican? The new interesting survey or study that's out looks into your brain. And size in this circumstance does matter, ladies. The bigger the brain's, how do you pronounce that? Amygdala? Amygdala. That is that's the cover of the brain. The more conservative you're likely to be. On the flip side, well, you see, this is misleading on the face of it. Conservative doesn't mean Republican. There are plenty of conservative Democrats. So to take the word conservative, which is misused by any and all sides anyway, because the real meaning of the word conservative is to say, I'm a conservative, yet I'm not politically a conservative in the sense that I would belong to the Republican Party. So all of this stuff becomes a rather biggly-boppily-boo.
Well, I think it's more broad strokes of the main differences between liberals and conservatives.
Has to do with their brain. Or what's around their
brain. That's what this study is showing, yeah.
You believe it? Psychologists found that the conservatives are more anxious than liberals. That's a big whatever this thing that's doing its work. How do you pronounce that? Amygdala?
You're the brain guy. I thought this would be even
your
wheelhouse.
I never heard of this before. I never heard this term before in my life.
That part of the brain?
Amygdala.
Amygdala?
No, never.
Amygdala.
If you remove this from rats, they show no fear. Not even with cats.
Oh, they should.
Right.
Apparently it's amygdala. I feel like I've heard
amygdala?
It before, randomly in a song lyric, but they could have also pronounced it really wrong.
In a hip-hop lyric.
Amygdala, that sounds right, actually. That sounds better.
All right.
But with brain scans, though, like, Doug, you're always into brain scans.
I am, that's right, yes.
But I do think that there are some interesting things. They've done tons of brain scans on different, people who are adrenaline junkies, and that part of their brain apparently is a lot smaller than people who, if they have a larger, what is it, Kara? Amygdala?
Amygdala?
You have a larger amygdala.
None of us knows how that.
Now we've said it so many different ways,
I can't
even remember.
If you have a larger part of your brain there, then you're not likely to jump out of an airplane. If you have a smaller part of that brain, then you have less fear, and you're going to be more of an adrenaline junkie.
Mine must be enlarged.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. This study has associated at higher levels of anxiety with having a larger amygdala, and then, you know, people who tend to be more liberal and more out there ready to protest, they're the ones who have a smaller one. It makes sense to me. I don't know. I know you say,
have a bigger amygdala than the rest of us.
I do not. I have a smaller one.
You do?
I do. I have a much smaller one, I think.
So what you're saying is smaller brain, more protest? Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Okay. Sounds like a page from Kara's Mondo Bizarro world. At 16 after the hour, this is the DJV program. The years and years and years that I've been on the radio have left me a picture in people's minds. When people see me, sometimes there's a reaction. You don't look like you sound.
You don't look curmudgeonly.
Yes, thank you very much. That is a lead-in to a discussion of how my teeth look, and how your teeth look, Victoria, and how Jennifer's teeth look, and how Kara's teeth look, and how your teeth look. Because if you're a drinker, see, I don't do any of these things, so that's why I'm so perfect, or my teeth are so perfect, because I don't drink coffee, I don't drink tea.
mine would be falling out of my head right now.
Right, Deborah needs a new set, those choppers. Anyway, if you have been doing bad things, or you've been playing fast and loose with your health and well-being by drinking a lot of coffee, tea, red wine, smoking, that sort of thing, Power Swabs is just what you need. It's the 5-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes without any strips, without any trays. 100% verifiable. Go to their website and see what they have to offer. Power Swabs. You can look at the pictures, the testimonials, and then you'll call 800-208-1797 and order some Power Swabs so you can try it yourself. Pretty easy. Removes the stains on your natural teeth, and you can also use it on caps and veneers as well. Here's somebody who says, this is Maria, says, this is just as advertised. I give it 5 stars. Jermaine says, this is the most helpful way I've found. It's an awesome product, a great deal, helpful, and it's not a waste of money. I like that. I'm looking at a bunch of comments here. Marge used it for 5 days and saw lots of good results. So if you want a better smile, start with Power Swabs, use Power Swabs, stay with Power Swabs, and you get rid of the stains naturally. It's a patented natural tooth detergent whitening agent that you get out of a little tube. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth with a cotton swab, and look at that smile. Power Swabs removes the stains. 800-208-1797 is how you get it. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show, and you get 50% off the retail price. Whiten up those teeth. Do it now while you're thinking about it at 800-208-1797.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds in his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that makes sense.
At Caltrin, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Caltrin, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Caltrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Caltrin. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Caltrin is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Caltrin can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
7 inmates died, 17 injured in these fights at the maximum security prison in South Carolina. Did you see this? The brawl started last night about 7 o'clock, and they just kept fighting. They didn't get put out. They didn't stop it until around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. This is really, go to jail and have a fight. There you go. 21 after the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 after the hour here on the DJV show with the Dougster, Jen, Victoria, and Kara. With a focus on television from last night, I'll give you a quick review of Homeland and Billions. I saw both of those shows on Showtime, and they are both good. I can't remember last time how long it's been since I saw Homeland, but Claire Danes and what's his name from CSI? Patankin, whatever his first name
Mandy
is.
Mandy
Patankin, yeah. Both very good in it. Then Billions, which always has whoever writes this stuff is brilliant, because it just is, you get sucked into it. No matter when you get into the story, there's all kinds of stuff. No violence, lots of sex and intrigue. It's really very well done, frankly. All right, who saw anything that was of value beside me last night?
I was playing with puppies last night. So.
Oh, are you getting a new dog? Yeah.
My dad has a new dog.
Oh, your dad's dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, good, okay. Well, so that leaves you out. What about you, Victoria?
Nope, I was in computer world, so I saw nothing.
Did you get it fixed? Is it okay?
I had to buy a new one. So.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. She put up a good fight, and then the end.
Yeah. Yesterday's quote was, I'm so glad I don't have to buy a new computer.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That was your own episodic drama last night. Kara, would you watch anything?
You already know my answer.
Okay, here we go. Jennifer, what's on? I'm going to stop asking.
Well,
Jennifer, what's on tonight?
I know, we're so boring, us three. Tonight, the season finale of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills airs on Bravo at 9 o'clock. What?
Speaking of boring.
Something to say?
Speaking of boring.
Housewives, then.
No, it sounds...
All right, how about this? See if this tickles your snooze bone.
I want to have equal time. Where are the husbands of Beverly Hills?
They're too boring. That's why they're not on the show.
The real husbands.
Exactly.
Really.
Okay. All right, there's a new show coming out on PBS called Civilizations. In 1969, BBC debuted Civilization, and it's the chronicled history of Western art. Now, that portrait is being updated and expanded for PBS, and there's a 9-part series that starts tonight. It's narrated by Liev Schreiber, and it uses cutting-edge technology to explore aesthetic treasures across the globe. That's on PBS.
CBS at 8. There's also on CBS the 350th episode of NCIS that starts at 8, followed by A New Bull. NCIS New Orleans is after that. On ABC, Roseanne is new tonight, followed by Blackish and Splitting Up Together for the People. Those are all new. The middle's in a rerun tonight. CW features the series for the season finale of Black Lightning. That's at 9 o'clock. Fox has got a new Lethal Weapon, a new L.A. to Vegas, and a new New Girl. And NBC, the contestants vie for the spot in the top 12 on The Voice, followed by a new Rise and a Chicago Med.
All right. There you go. Musically speaking, there's some news. The late night jam returning to Nashville. Marty Stewart put this together this year. He's enlisting Chris Stapleton, John Prine for this annual late night jam at the Ryman Auditorium. The event will take place during the annual CMA Music Festival on Wednesday, June 6th. It goes very late into the evening. Stewart is the host. This year's late night jam includes country heavyweights Margo Price, John Prine, Connie Smith, Chris Stapleton, Grand Ole Opry. Square dancers are going to make a return appearance, as will former Hee Haw cast member Gary Mule Deer, whose punchline-filled music has traditionally provided some comic relief during the annual event. Have you ever heard that, Jennifer? I don't know. I remember Hee Haw. I'm trying to remember which guy this one was.
I don't know. I do know that Marty Stewart is really popular, especially sort of in the middle. He hosts a couple of shows on, is it RFTV? Is that
RFD?
TV, right.
RFD.
TV.
Yeah.
And
RFD.
People love him because he's kind of this this throwback to programming that we don't have anymore. So he's doing a good job.
RFD stands, by the way, ladies, for Rural Free Delivery, for those who don't know. Country time. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Efficacy matters. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-efficacy. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-efficacy is how you feel about your performance. If you raise someone's self-esteem, hey, that picture you drew is beautiful, you actually do nothing for their self-efficacy. Because the reality is that even if they believe you mean what you said, they don't necessarily believe that it's true. But if you raise a person's self-efficacy, then there's a direct correlation to raising that person's self-esteem. Wow, it looks like you really took your time and put a lot of hard work into that. Raise your children's efficacy and their esteem will come up with it. Raise their self-esteem and you'll leave their efficacy hanging. I say focus on efficacy, because when you do, you will be boosting what will ultimately drive your children to succeed. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, on USA Network, starting March 16th at 9 p.m.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The hour now. We send you our best this Tuesday morning on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's National Ellis Island Family History Day. Ellis Island, which is in Upper New York Bay, gateway for millions of immigrants into our country, was the busiest immigrant inspection station from the late 19th century until 1924. The first person to be processed at Ellis Island was a 15-year-old girl named Annie Moore. She arrived from Ireland on this day in 1892.
Annie, I can't Moore? Take any more. And then they said, come right in, ma'am.
So on this day in 1907, about 12,000 names were recorded as passing through Ellis Island. During all of that year, over a million people were processed through Ellis Island. So why did we stop
using... That
means
a million people don't have the right last name.
Yeah, but what is there... Why did it stop?
And why couldn't we still have something like this to process people at any number of places, whether it be New York, Los Angeles, where folks would likely come in?
Because now we have air travel. It used to be that everybody used to just kind of float over here on a boat, right? Yeah. So it would be a little easier.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a point. Well, it's sort of...
The Doug Zevin plan will boat all immigrants into this country.
Yeah, from now on, no more flying into America. You got to take a boat.
Get your scurvy shots, everybody.
But I also think that part of the problem is Ellis Island is so tiny that if you have so many people coming in, they just don't have room. They physically can't stand on the island. Yeah. So they probably had to just start figuring out other ways to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but the museum is worth seeing. It's really... It is. It's so much fun. I don't have anybody who came through Ellis Island. I wish I did because the new interactive displays and exhibits that they have are just really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great take. Something that people who are so obsessed with the likes of Disneyland and Disney World and that sort of thing, this is a fabulous place. I don't hold much with those. I'm looking forward to taking my grandson to places like Ellis Island and down to the space... I think when you go down to Orlando, that area, the Space Coast, it ought to be the first place people go. It's good. You can mix and match. It's nice to have fun, for sure. But there's a lot of fun to be had and a lot of things to be learned when you go to places like the Space Center. It's just kind
of
neat.
I would love to see that.
It's so uniquely American.
I've never been.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. Take a weekend and go down with Lewis. It's like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing.
I always wanted to go to space camp. Does that count?
I think they still do.
I always wanted
space camp.
To do that as a kid.
Right?
Remember the movie? Well, you're probably a little too young. But
no,
I saw
the movie, not when it came out, but I've seen the movie. Yeah.
That's why I wanted to go, because that came out, and I was like, oh, I got to go to space camp.
That's what we were talking earlier about. Who you are. This is sort of a page two. We're talking about politics. But here's a new study that focuses on people most likely to use marijuana. This is an interesting take. Those of you who buy and use marijuana, it's available in 29 states. I know it doesn't get used in any of the other states, but medical use in 29 states is legal. And then 8 states have legalized marijuana for recreational use, both California and Massachusetts. Among those, a new survey of marijuana users, 10,000 people asked, did you use marijuana or hashish in the last 30 days? They weren't asked whether, what's hashish? What's the difference between marijuana and hashish?
Isn't hash just a lot stronger of a blend?
Is that what you smoke on one of those bong things?
We'll
come up with some of this, and you guys just laugh. Whoa!
It's like you missed the 60s, but you didn't.
No,
you were there.
The 60s. I wasn't doing this stuff, though.
He looked up information on bongs on the interwebs.
Right.
Okay, so now that you're done making fun of me, what's hash? It was called, isn't that what you smoke up the pipe? Isn't that really what it is?
You can smoke all of it in a pipe.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
anyway,
you can smoke anything in a pipe.
They were not asked whether or not they used it on the job or not. Use was more common in males and among young people. Not surprising answers there. 30% of those in the age 18 to 25 category have used it at least once in the last 30 days. In the accommodation and food services industry, 30% of workers report smoking pot at least once in the past month. Those in the job category, food preparation and serving, had the highest use, 32%.
That's not
workers.
Comforting.
Wow. All right, here's your answer. Are you ready for it?
Hashish.
Okay, so I guess weed, or marijuana, applies to dried pieces of the plant, mainly flower buds, and hash is a paste from resin or sap of the plant. And hash, you were right, Victoria,
so
contains a higher concentration of chemicals.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
So.
I only know that because I've seen documentaries I've seen documentaries on the Beatles and the Stones, and they love hash.
Those in construction, manufacturing, and agriculture all fell above the average, notably healthcare, utilities, and mining.
A lot of
healthcare workers use more marijuana.
Surprising.
That's really not too cool.
Well, I'm surprised about the construction because
no, they had less.
Okay,
they had
okay.
Construction, manufacturing,
had
agriculture.
Less, right, exactly.
They had less than 10% because they think it's because
really
those industries are drug tested a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. I was just talking about that exact same thing with my roommate's boyfriend. He works in construction, and it's like a no-go because they drug test you for everything. Anytime something happens that could have caused an accident, they drug test you.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody drug test at work? Do they drug test you there, Karen?
No.
No.
Not that they have, not that it would matter. But
right.
No,
you
they
call
don't.
Rich and get him on this.
Yeah. Right.
I just sure picture Rich like cracking a beer while he's making somebody like pee in a cup.
Have you ever been drug tested, Victoria?
No, I've never worked anywhere where they do that. Lewis has, though.
Has he?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, he's such a straight
Are you
edge.
Kidding? He's too
he's boring.
So, he's got to be. He's the straightest guy in town. Yeah, no. Lewis isn't using any of that stuff.
No.
All right. Jennifer, you ever been drug tested?
No. Suckers.
No, but we do have it, like, in our handbook. We do have, and I think it's smart, actually. In our handbook, we could literally test any of our employees at CRN at any time. But, you know, darn it, I don't even know where you buy the cups.
CRN. What, you've got them in your bathroom there. Just pee into a regular cup.
No, you have to have, like, a cup. Yeah. You have to, like, pee on a strip and stuff. It's like a thing.
Do you ever try to pee on a strip?
Sure.
Really?
I'm not going to tell you why.
All right. Well, let's move on to other sports, ladies and gentlemen. At 41 past the hour, the results of the Beantown Marathon. Desiree Linden was the first American woman to win the marathon since 1985. She won in... let's see, 2 hours, 39 minutes, 54 seconds.
She knocked out all the Kenyans, huh?
A slow time.
Yeah.
Well, the Kenyans don't like the wind, the rain, and the 38-degree weather.
Oh, my God.
They didn't
God.
Perform well at all. And you're talking about the person behind Ms. Linden was Mamachu Daska. And she, by the way, fell off. She was 4 miles behind Ms. Linden. That's how badly Africans did in the rain, the wind. It was an awful, awful day. The temperature never got above 38 degrees all day. When they started the race at noontime, it was just barely freezing. So, congratulations to Yuki Kawawachi, who finished first in the men's division. So, anyway, that's the...
Where's he from? Don't ask this question because you're going to get a really
well,
not
I'm trying to figure
correct
it
answer
out.
From Doug. I think he's Japanese.
I
yes.
would guess.
He's
he
Japanese.
Okay.
Is he Japanese? Okay. All right. Saved by the Bell. Thank you, Kara. 2,500 people sought help, including 25 of the elite runners in medical tents that they had all along the marathon route. There were 4 of them in Framingham, and Framingham is only the third community. It starts in Hopkinton, goes through Ashland, then into Framingham, which is my hometown. And by that time, there were tons of people who had hypothermia, and a lot of them were from these African runners. They didn't know what to. They couldn't. 95%.
Well, if they had judged the weather by the day before, they would have been correct in thinking it's going to be another beautiful day.
Yeah, right. The Emergency Management Agency said that by the time the race, the first people got across the finish line, 875 people had made their way to medical tents.
Ooh.
And by the end of the measuring of the race at 4:30, 2,527 had actually gone. This is the most brutal condition ever, said one of the runners, Shailene Flanagan, one of the women elite runners. There were 73 EMS calls. There are ambulances at each one of the tents. So along the way, along the route, there are about 100 ambulances. And 45 of the calls brought people to the hospital. So that's really a large number in comparison to what usually happens. It's not uncommon to have dehydration and that sort of stuff because usually it's warm and the opposite thing happens. The people standing along the... There are lots of people. Yesterday weren't a lot of people, but usually millions of people on the way into Boston have glasses of water and things. And the weather, by the way, the weather's so bad, the Red Sox always have a Patriots Day baseball game that starts about the time the first runners come across because they run by Fenway Park. And about the time the first runners run by there is when they hit the first pitchers from. Not yesterday. Game was canceled.
I also imagine not a lot of people were outside cheering for them.
No,
which
they weren't.
Unfortunate, because that's kind of what keeps you going, I feel like. Also, can you imagine how pruny they must have been after, like, hours and hours of running?
1,900 medical personnel along the route yesterday, 30 medical buses, 500 cots, 1,500 blankets, in addition to the ones that some
that's
of the runners were wearing.
The cot with the blanket.
Is this the napping station? This is where I'll be.
Right. Yeah.
Where's the wine station?
Little cups of water.
500 tubes of petroleum jelly. No,
I think that people rub them, you know, on the
They were rubbing
the
it on
thighs.
Their bodies to keep the rain. Well, but they were using it to keep the rain from, so they would, the rain would then, when you put
so
all that grease on your body, the rain runs off.
And why
I don't understand.
People do this again?
I know. I don't understand
these
people.
It sounds awful.
It's an amateur race, so there's not really much, it's qualifier for other races, that kind of stuff. But imagine, and normally there have been as many as 30,000 people who ran in the race. There weren't yesterday anywhere near that.
Oh, really? They had people drop out probably because of the weather?
Oh, yeah. Well, who wants to run in that stuff?
I don't know. But then if you've trained for 4 months.
I know. It's pretty discouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty discouraging. So, anyway, lots of, I'm looking at the runners. There were 25 runners from Framingham. And other towns have their own group. Anyway, that was the story of the marathon. What about this is another game story. Jennifer, baseball in Toronto yesterday, pretty much like Boston, didn't get rained out or iced out or something?
Yeah, icy conditions in the Toronto area led to a pretty scary scene for Kansas City Royals players late on Sunday night. If not for the quick reaction from one of their pitchers, Blaine Boyer, then it would have been a whole lot worse. A large chunk of ice fell off one of the team buses, striking the trailing bus's windshield. The glass shattered, shards hit the driver. Boyer jumped from his seat and grabbed the wheel and got the bus stopped. The driver was pretty cut up. He had cuts to his face, but he's going to be okay. The damage from the ice, though, was really truly shocking in photos that were posted by players. Boyer credited the bus driver for staying alert. None of the Royals were hurt. Could have been a whole lot worse. Ice continued to cause the Royals problems into Monday as a hole on the Rogers Center roof threatened the start of Monday's game. So just lots of trouble for the Royals. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the final sports story. This is the worst foursome in golf history. You ready?
Ready.
Stormy Daniels.
Ooh.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
Ted Kennedy. Oh. And Bill Clinton. Would you like to ask why?
Why?
Okay.
Stormy is a hooker. O.J. is a slicer. Ted can't drive over water. And Bill can't remember which hole he played last. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes.
Did you see Stormy Daniels fall into court yesterday?
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't get why is she even in court?
Because she's just there. Be there. Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a smile and have everybody see your dimples. Here is a way for you to deal with timeshare problems you may have. If you are buying or have bought or just you've had it, but you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to see if I can find somebody. And you work around. You look on Craigslist to see if somebody wants to buy a timeshare or what's going on. You don't have to do that. All you do is contact Resort Release, and they will get you out of your timeshare. If you don't want to be there anymore, all you have to do is connect with Resort Release at 888-277-7245, and you're out of the timeshare nightmare. See you later, alligator. These people will take care of whatever it is that you need permanently and legally. Terminate your timeshare. It's Resort Release. They know how to permanently do the right thing, so you have no legal obligations whatsoever. So you want to get out of the contract. Don't pay a dime. Call 888-277-7245 and let them take care of it for you. Don't pay them unless you get out. 888-277-7245 for Resort Release. 888-277-7245. Good way to get out of a problem created by, you don't know after a while. It's time to move on. 10 before the hour, speaking of moving on the DJV show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV show. Victoria Keeman and I will I'll pass it off on Victoria. I'll just be the announcer.
You ride shotgun. It's okay.
Yes. All right. I may have something curious to add if we have time after we've taken on several different issues, including the Russian hackers and the warnings that have been sent their way. Why do we say hackers? It's just one hacker, and he's an American. So let's warn him.
Oh, that's your Edward Snowden theory.
Yes, that's my theory. All right, so what are the Russian hackers doing now to...
Well, they're trying to gain access to the devices that control the flow of internet traffic. So the U.S. and the U.K. issued a joint warning yesterday. Now, this is the first time this has ever happened. And they issued a worldwide alert for organizations and individuals, meaning your home computer systems. So the governments are not sure how many devices have been compromised by the hackers. They also don't know what their objective is. Are they maybe just trying to collect data? But the truth is they're targeting affects millions of devices globally. And so the warning says that malicious Russian hackers have been targeting network infrastructure devices. This is like your home router and your modem and things like that. They say they've been watching this since 2015. Now they say they have high confidence that the Russian government is behind this, which is really interesting timing with the sanctions not actually happening now, new sanctions not happening at the same day that these new warnings came out. And so essentially they're trying, what they're doing is they're hacking into your home router, and then they can take your passwords, your login credentials, your home address. They can get a lot of information, your billing, things like that. So one of the best tips that I can give is do not use public Wi-Fi. It is so not secure. If you're at an airport, don't use it. If you're at Starbucks, don't use it. They're not paying to have these systems monitored with security. So you're just putting yourself at risk. And at home, do not use password 1234. This is where passwords are important. In your home router, when you have your Wi-Fi set up, make sure you give it a really difficult password, because that can actually help you.
Like password. How about that for being
You know how many people are vulnerable
because they figure, well, it's passwords.
They figure, well, it's just in my house, so, you know, but this is exactly the kind of stuff that, you know, that they can hack right into and have a lot more access than you would like.
All right, so word to the wise is sufficient. Time now for a new unexpected way to use your smartwatch.
The Geek Out.
We've all seen the ads of somebody claiming how their smartwatch saved their life because it alerted them to a health issue. But now we have the story of a smartwatch being used to solve a murder. Down in Australia, a woman is on trial for the murder of her mother-in-law, and the key piece of evidence is the data collected from the deceased woman's Apple Watch. Now, the watch data reports that the woman was the victim of an ambush-style attack, her heart racing very quickly for a short period of time before it stops. Now, prosecutors are using this evidence because it contradicts the daughter-in-law's story that they were the victim of a home invasion that lasted several hours. Makes you wonder if Apple will make a commercial about this.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, let's get to T-Mobile and find out why they're paying a $40 million fine, Victoria.
Yes, well, the reason that they're being fined is because they tried to cover up poor rural cell service with quote-unquote false rings. And so the FCC has been going after them now for a few years. Since 2013, they've been investigating. And so essentially what this means is that false ringtones are used to make it seem like someone isn't answering the phone when, in fact, the call never went through. So if you're calling someone at an RFD, which I just learned, rural, what
free
is it?
Delivery.
Free delivery. Yep. So if I'm trying to call you on the farm and you have T-Mobile, it, to me, it'll sound like it's ringing and that you're just ignoring me. But
I have Verizon on the farm and it sucks too.
Well, they might be using false rings as well. So this is essentially just tricking people into believing that they have service.
So who's gotten
wise
to this? Somebody got wise. That's why they're paying a $40 million fine. The FCC got wise to it, right?
Yep.
That's what happened.
Or a lot of people complained and then the FCC investigated.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's hear a big boo for T-Mobile.
$40 million
is a lot. Boo!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.